This is Thursday's Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest for Get Fit and Makeover, presented through the generosity of MDR Vital Factors. Hey, Joey pals, our youth hormones, called HGH, decline with age. We lose muscle tone, get tired easier, and see more wrinkles. The good news is that there's a natural approach to enhance HGH. Ruta and I have used it for years to stay youthful and energetic, and we want you to try it too. Just go to vitalfactors.com. Use the code Joey for a 20% discount. That's vitalfactors.com or call 800-637-8227. That's MDR Tabs.
Hi, Joey pal. This is Pat Riley. You know, with all that's going on in our lives these days, let MDR Vital Factors invigorate you naturally every day.
You've got a gift certificate to Aspen Mills Bakery, 555 South Sunrise Way in Palm Springs, AspenMillsPS.com, 323-3123. They have low-carb bread in four different flavors. My favorite is cinnamon raisin, and they have the best tuna salad in town. Yum.
Hello, Joey pals. This is Marty from Aspen Mills Bakery. I want to say thank you so much for your patience. We are now reopened. Come and see us.
You've got a gift certificate from Crazy Mel's Burgers and Bars, the best hamburgers in town. It's not hamburger. It's made from chuck and rib and brisket. Ooh, yum. And you can call them at 656-7563. They're at 166 North Palm Canyon Drive, directly east of Maryland. And you've got a gift certificate from Foley and Stinnette Interior Design. They're located at 1091 North Palm Canyon Drive. And Dan Foley's going to have his own segment on our show. We're going to redesign the inside and the outside of your home. You can reach them at 322-2268. And it works this way. Do you have stepchildren?
Yes, I certainly do.
Good. How many?
And step grandchildren.
Yeah, we're not going there.
I think even great grandchildren.
Oh, I'm ill.
You're ill.
So I've got three children, and now you have two stepchildren?
Three.
Three. We'll take the six caller Joey pals at 323-JOEY. That's 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number six, I'll mail all those things out to you. And then you'll have a chance to appear at the end of January when we spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition Wheel. You'll see my beautiful studio. And thank you for making this show what you have. I'm in my 26th year on the radio and my 76th year on the planet, or the other way around. Okay, back to our regularly scheduled programming with Miss Ruta Lee in our Talk of Stars. Okay, we spent the first segment talking about your family, your childhood, your upbringing. It was wonderful. We spent the second segment talking about movies and television, and we can still see you all the time. I have Seven Brides and Witness taped on my television sets at home. I get to see you all the time. In this segment, talk to us about what you're looking forward to, and especially your book. How did it come about?
I have never considered myself an author or a writer above all things, and I have to tell you that I admire more than I could ever express those people who can sit down and say, I'm going to write a book and do it year after year after year for a living. I find it a very excruciating, not painful, but just knowing what to keep and what to throw out is so difficult. And I feel sorry for writers who spend, you know, 6 months working on something and then take the whole segment out because it doesn't work or whatever. But anyway, I did it because I had stories to tell. And when I guested on shows like yours, or there were always fun, kind of fun movie star and political people involved stories. And a friend in Dallas and Fort Worth, where I played a great deal, said, you know, such great stories, you should share them. You really should. And he said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, just to make sure you do it. I'll come out to Los Angeles, and I'll sit with you, and we'll record everything you have to say.
Who was that?
And his name is Barry Rogers, and he's a PR man out of Dallas. And so he did. And we sat and recorded everything, which means that we recorded every burp, every sneeze, every dog bark, every phone ring, every excuse me, I have to go piddle now, mm-hmm. you know. And all of that had to be taken out, of course, edited out, and then trying to figure out what goes where. And we did this for several months.
Just months, though.
Yeah.
It could have taken
years. But all
in
all, it did take years because I just didn't work at it, you know. And finally, when I did sit down and say, we've got to get this done, and we did get it done, and I got a publisher. I mean, that was fantastic. And I'm happy to say that for some weeks, it has been on the bestseller list for Amazon. And, of course, it can be picked up at Amazon.com. I suggest that everybody go to your local bookstore that needs the business because of COVID. Thank you very much. And I'd be very, very happy to see anybody. In fact, Sunday, my darling,
this coming Sunday,
I have a book signing in Jimmy Galanos's former house over on Avenida Las Palmas. And it's for MS. It's a fundraiser for
Act
multiple sclerosis.
For MS.
Exactly. And you know, of course, our dearest and most wonderful friend, Gloria Greer, was the founder of Act for MS.
Yes.
And so I do everything that ever she wanted me to do, and for her daughters as well now. And I just cannot help but think that she will be smiling down on all of us on Sunday saying thanks.
You know who else? Our good friend Richard DeSantis' wife.
Yes.
Passed away from Act for
yes,
MS.
Yes,
passed
not
away
from it, yeah.
From
yeah.
MS
yes.
on my birthday.
Oh, really?
Bless her heart, Lynn DeSantis. So exactly, you and I have been tied to that
And
charity.
He is so vital to this community. I yes. mean, that kind of producer who can make magic happen is
the
really
film
something.
Festival, he produced events for Charles and Diana and everything that's ever been done that's wonderful.
Yes, he produced
showbiz.
A Thalian show for
yes,
us, too, years ago
of
now.
Of course.
But anyway, the book has been just wonderful. I went to Texas just last month and did the most amazing book signing.
Oh.
Of course, the book signing here at Just Fabulous was just
remember that
fantastic,
the line
and that's
was
a good place.
The block.
Yes, and that's a good place to get.
You can get
the
book there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Good point.
So I'm hoping that anybody who has a few extra dollars that they can give to Act for MS will do so by coming to the book signing event. It's a very lovely affair we're going to have on Sunday afternoon from, I think, 3 to 5. And we can say hello and swap stories and, well, we'll swap lies if you like.
Yes.
But it would be such fun to meet everybody in person, and that's I'm really looking forward to
Joey
it.
Joey Pals, you know the website because Ann Greer comes on the show once a month, but it's ACT, F-O-R, ACT4MS.org. The phone number is 773-9806. And, of course, all of this will be up on joeyenglish.com. So don't have an accident trying to write down the number while you drive around town. Okay. How did you – I mean, did you leave stuff out? Was there stuff you couldn't put in the book?
Oh, of course there's stuff I left out, you know. So I've got stuff
– Another book?
For another book. And as we're chatting like we are now, you know, I think, oh, I should have mentioned that in the book. But there's only so much you can do. But you know what I really need to do, darling? We were talking about my beloved grandmother.
Yes.
She lived 2 years, 2 months, and 2 days here in the blessed United States, the ground she kissed and,
yes.
and worshipped. And I always said, I have a bone to pick with God if I make it to the pearly gates.
Goddess.
Goddess, yes. About why such a short time, you know, after all those years in Siberia, surely in the freedom of America would have been a little better. But I gave short shrift to that story. I just gave it one chapter in my book. And I really need to go back and revisit my mother growing up and coming to America, finding my grandparents through the Red Cross, my grandparents being shipped off to Siberia, my grandmother hitchhiking across Siberia to find other family members, eventually back to Lithuania, and me growing up, this young twit in Hollywood, becoming kind of a starlet, you know, that did the impossible. Obviously, my mother's genes stayed with me in that she was the one that took care of her family and it got passed to me. And I was the one that took care of as best I could, all of my family in Lithuania, you know. And
I love the part about picking up the phone and calling Khrushchev, Nikita Khrushchev.
Is that wild?
I mean, and by the time you had sobered up, you must have gone, what did I do?
That's exactly what I was doing, I'm thinking. And when they suggested that I talk to the Soviet embassy again, and I said, oh, no, this is, you know, he's just pulling my cords. And, oh, believe it or not, my phone is ringing.
That's okay. It's
live
radio.
We're not going to pay attention.
Yes, just let it ring.
It's
Nikita.
Wouldn't that be something? Yes. But when you stop and think that worked and that this time he had called the Soviet embassy in Washington and the hotlines must have flashed about pay attention to this girl. And within a couple of hours, I had the fabulous privilege of being able to take my mom and dad back to Lithuania for the first time in 35 years.
In the time we have left, remind us of what Lithuania did for you.
Oh, yes. This was quite wonderful. The president of Lithuania, Valdas Adamkus, who was actually raised in Chicago, invited me to come to Lithuania, and I was given the highest civilian honors by the country of Lithuania and made a citizen of Lithuania as well.
That must have been awesome.
They appreciated my very strong anti-communist and anti-Russian occupation of Lithuania, and I did thousands of shows on Voice of America that was not allowed to be heard in the Soviet Union, but somehow was.
What's next for you?
Well, I think I'm going to write another book.
We're going to dinner tonight.
I mean,
in the bigger picture.
And, oh, God, we're going to run over to Runway and see this marvelous Charles. Oh, I've done
it. The food's good there.
No, the food, the singer, though, is just phenomenal.
But do you have another play in mind? Or?
Yes, I do, and I'd like to do one with you. I think it would be great fun. It would be great fun if we could do
something together.
Everybody
we worked with, Marianne Mobley in that play, Gary Collins, Steve.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, my God.
They're all gone.
All gone. All gone.
Just
I saw
you
Marianne
and me and Ronnie.
Shortly. Yeah, yeah. We're still around.
We're still around.
In fact, Ronnie's wife knitted this for me.
Oh.
Ronnie Schell we're talking about.
Alan Rossi.
Yeah.
Steve
Allen. Right. Steve
Rossi.
Steve Rossi.
Steve Allen.
But you know what we could do together?
What?
The play that Mary Martin and Carol Channing did together.
What's it called?
See, this is where I can tell how old I am.
No, it's the word.
It's a funny play, but we could do that together.
We will do that together.
I'll do Carol, you do Mary.
Got it. I'll be the redhead, you be the blonde.
Yes. That'll work.
That'll work. Well, it's such an honor to have you here, Rudalee. Joey Pals, the benefit is for Act for MS. It is this coming Sunday. It's in a private home. So you need to call 773-9806 to get your tickets. And ACT for MS is a devastating disease. It's sneaky. There's no known cause. There's no known cure. And this is the right thing to do. You give your time to a lot of charities and things like that. You were raised right.
I have been blessed, and I recognize the blessings that I've had in my life. And I think that I have to give back. And what's making me very sad, and maybe you will comment on it too, is that the young people of today are not like the old-timers.
You think?
That were very willing.
You cover your ears, Nigel.
Very willing to give their time and talent to raise funds for whatever
Nobody
they were asked for.
Nobody has to woodshed anymore.
Yeah. Now you have to beg, and they wind up saying, well, okay, but you'll have to fly me in a private jet, and I will get a Rolex. You know, that's the sort of thing that I'm hearing. So
you and I will settle for dinner together.
Yeah, we sure will, darling. And I thank you for sharing your fabulous audience with me. Thank you for hanging in with us.
I hope I
haven't bored you to death, but I've had a very good time.
No, I think it's the only opportunity. Most interviews, like on television, are 3 to 5 minutes. We have time on the show
to
when
explore.
We do it this way.
Yeah.
To understand how you got here.
Well, I thank my mother for having the smarts to give me the lessons.
Yes.
Because I don't care how talented you are and how hard you work, it takes a lot of luck, too.
Yes.
So I thank God for sending luck my way on occasion.
And we thank luck and God and the universe for sending Rudalie to us.
Thank you. Bless
your heart, sweetheart.
Joey Pals, this edition of the Joey English Desert Datebook is brought to you by the City of Palm Springs, palmspringsca.gov.
Okay, Joey Pals, the City of Palm Springs wants you to know that amid growing concerns about the spread of the Omicron variant and a surge in local COVID-19 cases, the Palm Springs City Council approved new safety requirements, including customers, employees, and other visitors are now required to wear face coverings in indoor settings, such as stores and restaurants, regardless of vaccination status. Proof of vaccine or negative COVID-19 test within 72 hours is required indoors when entering a bar or restaurant. Businesses must implement these requirements. ACT Tours in Palm Springs remind you there are 7 days in a week. Some day isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with adult customized tours. The Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all 7 continents. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that, with prices you can afford. Phone 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. For your latest astrology report, you can go to astrologywithdana.com and get the dates and information for the sign of Capricorn. Desert Water Agency says if you need help paying your water bill, go to dwa.org/H2O to see if you're eligible for help. Want to save water and money? Go to dwa.org/save and learn about incentives on grass removal, smart controllers, and efficient sprinkler heads. Interested in learning more about water in our valley? Sign up for a free water leadership course at dwa.org/learn. Lalo Vision says connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the new year holds for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant at 401-1810 or visit his website, lalovisions.com, for more information. The Palm Springs Aerial Tramway says the tramway will operate extended hours on Martin Luther King weekend, with the first car up Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at 8 a.m. Ride and Dine has resumed with tickets available after 4 p.m. daily. $38 for adults, $24.50 for children 3 to 10. Pines Cafe is open 7 days a week during normal tram operating hours. Check it all out at pstramway.com. The Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters remind you that Erotica will start screening all of January, and there is always a jazz presentation on Tuesday nights. Details at psculturalcenter.org. Okay, Joey Pals, Children and Charity coming up. Karen Riley, Madeline Zuckerman, Jan Lupo, and Michael Russell for the animals. Come on back to me tomorrow.